Good morning, and thank you for joining us, Evan Bray. Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning, getting a little closer to the lunch hour. And again, I've been reminding you a few times now that we've got a live news conference we will carry at 1:30. Premier Scott Moe, representatives and leaders from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency talking about the situation with wildfires, where it's at, where we're going, what the strategy is, just currently what is the state of this situation. Is it a state of emergency like they have declared in Manitoba? Some communities in Saskatchewan, some First Nations communities have come together to do that, but we haven't seen it as a province yet. So we will continue to watch for that, and we should get an update at 1:30 today. Well, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We've had a variety of guests throughout the month of May, and we're drawing to the end of the month. But this topic is one that is tied to mental health awareness, and it's the topic of grief. Grief can be very difficult to talk about sometimes. It's an important one, and it's important that you don't suffer in silence. Our next guest is an expert in all things mentoring. Doug Lawrence, who lives in Regina, is an international certified mentor practitioner, international certified mentor facilitator, and the author. He's actually a best-selling author of other books, but his newest book is called Grief, the Silent Pandemic, and we've got Doug Lawrence joining us by phone. Doug, thank you so much for taking the call.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to, you know, talk a bit further around the topic of grief.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we think about grief, or you hear the word grief, I don't know that people right away associate it with mental health, but clearly it is linked because it is it has significant mental impact on people.
Well, it is, and that's, you know, that's one of the common myths that we have to deal with, is that it's, you know, it's grief, it's short-lived, just suck it up, buttercup, and get back to work and do those sorts of things. And that's not the case, you know, because if we don't deal with grief when the opportunity presents itself, it can lead to psychological, physical, mental and health issues as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. Your book called Grief, the Silent Pandemic. Why call it the Silent Pandemic? Can you explain that to us, Doug?
Yeah, I sure can. So where that came from was I saw that, you know, with COVID, we had that, we gave it the moniker of being a pandemic. And when I looked at it and then I looked at grief and what was taking place, I kind of asked myself the question, well, why isn't grief a silent pandemic? Because every time you turn around, somebody's lost somebody and they're going through the grieving process. So why isn't it a pandemic that we need to put more resources to try and help people get through that?
I know in your book, Doug, you talk about how people often, when it comes to grief, suffer in silence. Why do you think that is? We think about mental health and there can be stigma attached to it. You wouldn't think there would be stigma attached to grief, is there?
There is, yeah. Sadly, there is. And you know, the big thing is that people are reluctant to actually step forward. Kind of the analogy I use is, whether it's grief or mental health, is, you know, don't be afraid to step out of the closet, extend your hand and say, I need help. And grief fits right into that. No matter how you slice and dice it, it's something that, you know, you can try and make the healing journey on your own, but you're better off if you can have somebody walk beside you and deal with the grief that you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. We recently had a loss in our family. I lost my father-in-law a couple of months ago, and you know, I can see in our small family, everyone deals with grief differently. Some have a positive way. Some it appears to be not quite as positive. What is your advice when it comes to dealing with grief, Doug?
The most important thing is don't let it push, like, don't push it down. You have to get it out and deal with it, because what ends up happening is that if we don't deal with, so you've you know, I lost my mom. So if I don't deal, if I don't go through the grieving process of dealing with her death, then along comes the passing of my wife, and I'm in a worse place than I was before because I haven't dealt with it. I've allowed it to compound, and that's not good either.
Mm-hmm. I know I watched or read, I think, an interview that you did where you said there's a lot of misinformation out there about grief. Can you explain that to us, Doug?
Well, the big thing, one of the biggest myths that there is that grief has a start date and an end date. And there's nothing further from the truth than that, because as you had mentioned before, we all grieve in our own fashion, in our own way. But that grieving will go on forever and ever. Like, I'm into my fifth year now with the loss of my wife. And, you know, it's getting to be a little bit better, but it's not where I would like it to be. And I can't push it to get there.
Mm-hmm. This must have been quite a personal journey for you writing this book, because on a professional level, you do lots of mentoring and you help people through challenges. But you yourself, this had to be pretty personal.
I had times where, here we go again. I had times where it was extremely difficult because I was reliving mm-hmm. when we went to the emergency room and we got the diagnosis that it was cancer and all of those different things. And I relived that, and especially with the book, because I'm capturing that and putting it into the book as part of Deborah's story. And it was tough. It was tough sledding to get through it.
I don't doubt that at all. Doug Lawrence is my guest, journey mentor, speaker, author of other books as well, but the latest, Grief, the Silent Pandemic. When we think about grief, you are talking about it from the vantage point of losing a loved one, but grief can be present in our lives for a variety of reasons. Moving, losing a job, there's a variety of ways that grief can creep into our life. Are the principles the same no matter the type or source of the grief?
For the most part, yes. You know, it's we'll use the term symptoms. The symptoms are pretty much the same. It's just that it goes back to the adage, one of the myths was that, you know, everybody, you know, you treat everybody the same and everything like that. And when it comes to grief, much the same sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But we all grieve differently. Like if I lost my mom and then I lost my wife, it's going to have variations as far as how strong of a wave overtakes me. Versus if it was, we did everything the same. So, you know, mm-hmm. you lose another friend. All of those, the symptoms and everything like that is going to be, you know, obviously it's not going to be as intense as it would be if it was your spouse or even your parents.
Regina author Doug Lawrence is my guest. His latest book, Grief, the Silent Pandemic, which I know is available now online through Amazon. What is one message, one takeaway that you hope people take away from reading your book?
I think, you know, the most important thing that I want people to take away is that you don't need to go on your healing journey by yourself. In fact, I encourage you to reach out. There's some great programs here in the city where they provide group, we'll call it counseling, but group work and stuff like that. The palliative unit at the PASCA has got a great program. I'm involved in helping co-facilitate the group sessions that they have. And I went through those myself, mm-hmm. and so I know they work. In fact, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today, just simply because it's a group of individuals that are they've walked in those shoes before, so they understand and they know what, you know, how a person feels, and just being able to provide the support.
Doug, I've appreciated having you on the show. You and I actually have a little bit of a past history together. You were a supervisor for hockey officiating back in the days that I wore a striped jersey and was on the Al Ritchie ice surface refereeing a hockey game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. That's because I still can see it to this very day. And I remember watching you curl in the end zone. Curl was a term that we obviously used, but watched you curl. And I remember sitting up high in the stands looking down and going, this guy may have some potential.
Not thinking I'd end up talking with you on the radio someday, but nonetheless, I'm happy we've reconnected, Doug.
Yeah, so am I. This has been great.
Thanks so much, Doug. Have a great day. Doug Lawrence, journey mentor, speaker, author. He's actually written a couple of books, The Gift of Mentoring. His second book, entitled You Are Not Alone, became Amazon's number one bestseller in North America, a bronze medal recipient of the Global Book Awards. So he's an international bestselling author, and his new book, Grief, The Silent Pandemic, really does dig into helping you cope through grief's journey, whatever at how it has presented itself in your life, and is available now online. You are listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.